Blog Talk Radio.
She's so good for me, Mr. Good Stuff, Mrs. Good Stuff, and good loving. Watch me pull up till I pull something on a full stomach. Take her out to eat like I'm hungry. If you're hungry, popping it off, then dropping it off, then topping it off with a whack on a jaw and a smack on the ass. And I call me tomorrow and I walk to the door and a honk on a horn. Got Monica on my playlist and she on my bailiff. But since I got a situation, I use imagination. Alright,
baby, 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 baby. Ain't no one gonna take me from my baby. Like I can give my heart and all my time. Gotta keep my love and all your mind. Oh, you got me going so far and deep. I can't control it. We're meant to be together through the times, cause you're just right for me.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right, you are live.
Hello, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start our show out tonight with my co-host, Alan. We're going to get into this. Alan, are you online?
I am here. Another night in North Carolina. We're going to chop it up some really good game today. Today's topic is single mothers, why should you date them or marry them? So we already have a couple of callers in here right now, so just stay tuned. We're going to talk a little bit about the topic, set it up, get some questions out there, and then we are going to take your calls.
Right, and people also feel free to make sure you jump into the chat line. If those are folks around here who are used to doing the Blog Talk chat, just go ahead and dive into a chat room. I see there's one person who actually came on in there. Feel free to go in there. We'll drop some links every now and then and stuff like that for you guys to go ahead and jump off of and digest and consume as we go through the show and discuss things as the topic moves on. Now, Alan, I mean, earlier, not too long ago, shall we, you sent me a video that really kind of like was trippy, okay, about the 72% single black mothers, or single mothers. Now, this thing, man, really threw me off, because I'm, like, looking at the statistics, and the statistics don't look pretty. It's not a pretty sight. For anybody who's actually really interested in this particular discussion, it really is not pretty. From crime statistics to poverty statistics, but it's just like, it's really bad. And then not to mention that there's a lot of fathers right now. There's a lot of so-called fathers who don't consider themselves sperm donors, as some people like to say. These fathers, they're getting their wallets raked through the coals. And not only that, they're really not even getting their parental rights, you know, like they should. You know what I mean? It's kind of like they're automatically they're just getting raped. And the whole process is just really out of hand. Once you bounce it into divorcing and all the other stuff too, it really gets much more expensive. And I see that it's very, very painful. So I definitely want to see how the people are going to discuss this and present their perspectives on it. Because you know what I mean? This could be pretty ugly. Okay. Oh, yeah, I see that. It also is it's on YouTube for $2.99. I guess you can watch it on YouTube and check it out and watch the full documentary to get a grasp of what's going on. Because this really, you know, I mean, I've talked about these subjects a lot many times. Oftentimes, it's been always considered to the detriment of black women. But it ultimately, it does cause a real problem for us overall. Because when you think about it, okay, there are some positive cases, but there are some negative ones, a lot of them that we can notice. And we really got to deal with that eventually. We can't just, like, can't sweep that under the rug. Now, Alan, what is your take on this? I mean, I don't want to spoil anybody's kind of mood or anything, but I just kind of want to know, you know, what you see out of this whole thing, you know, whether you're going one way or the other. What do you actually see out of it?
Well, you know, I try to, you know, generally give, you know, very measured responses. Also, by the way, 404 and 662, if you want to join the conversation, please dial 1 to get into the queue and raise your hand. So I know you want to talk, but I do want you to know I do see you. And we will be taking calls in a few minutes. As far as what my take is, my thing is, you know, this is kind of a crying after the milk is already spilt type of topic, because at the end of the day, ideally what you want to do is raise young women to definitely be empowered, but also women have to understand, you know, women hate when men use this terminology when we say that you have mileage. So they think we're objectifying them. But the reality is that type of terminology, it speaks to, like, a very real thing. Like, nobody is going to pay this. If you have, let's say you have a Mercedes-Benz, and you have one is brand new, let's say just 10,000 miles on it. You know, that's still relatively new. Versus you have another Mercedes-Benz that has 100,000 miles on it. Let's say a dude was trying to sell you that car, maybe a couple thousand dollars less than the one that had 10,000 miles. So, in my opinion, are you going to think, being this business-minded, or you are you going to feel like the person that tried to sell you a 100,000-mile premium car for even a couple thousand dollars, you're going to think he's trying to chip you, right?
Hey.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same. Exactly. And the reason why I use that car is because, you know, a very attractive woman, you know, can be, you know, equivalent to a Mercedes-Benz. So my thing is this. Look, if a woman has a kid, like one kid, I'm generally not going to get, like, the red flags are not going to start flying. They start having two kids and more, then definitely, I'm going to keep it, be honest, there's different degrees of romantic relationships. You know, you have side chicks, you have females that, you know, you have casual sex with, but you're not really thinking about them potentially long term as, like, you know, mothers of your children or marriage material. A lot of women say that they can size up a man whether they'll have sex with him within a couple of seconds. Well, usually men can size up a woman and say, is this the type of woman that I would actually be grateful is raising, not raising my kid, but the mother of my kids. Most dudes will size that up fairly quickly, too. And a lot of women don't understand it. And you don't got to be wise to do that. A lot of dudes, even when they're 20, 21, 18, will say, oh, you know, they say it like, oh, would I bring this woman home to my mom? That's how they say it. But what that means is, could I see myself having a kid with this girl and actually wiping this girl up? And we can usually look at you fairly quickly and see that, just like women do.
Yes.
So my does that make sense?
Yeah, oh, yes, it does. Hey, I remember in my life, though I know it was so, and I wasn't by myself. It was a bunch of us. We knew early. It was few women I would bring. Actually, it was only two women I actually brought to see my mother. Two. That's it.
Yeah. And another thing,
there was no such thing as just a whole bunch of sisters or women go at all just going up to see my mom. That wouldn't happen.
Exactly. And just to speak to this, I know I have two women in particular that's in my head. Unfortunately, I wasn't the type of dude that I needed to be to lock them down. Like, my game wasn't on point at that time because I was a lot younger. You know, high school, you're still trying to learn about who you need to be a lot of times. But these two women, we used to always joke. These two of them are my best friends even today. Not to be a friend zone. I talk to them every, like, now and then. But the point is, we knew that they would be probably one of the first two to get married. And lo and behold, one of them is in South Carolina, married with a dude, college educated, blah, 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 blah. And another one is married, ended up marrying what, you know, she'll call her high school sweetheart, and he's in the military. And we knew it. Most dudes can pretty much point them out for the most part, those types of women. And a lot of that's not talked about a lot, you know. So as far as what my take on it is, it's like this. Look, women need to understand that it's one thing to have sex with a thug because you're sexually attracted to what that brings. We're not going to talk about rights, wrongs, or whatever. You like what you like. That's what a lot of women like to say. I don't agree with that, but they say that. But it's another thing to choose to sign off on having that kid's baby, because the reality of the situation is if a man is not determined. A man can help make a baby, but a man is not determined legally if that baby comes to term. That is a woman. That's what our Constitution says at this point. That's how that law is legally applied at that point. So if you would ask me who is more responsible for a child being born, it's the woman. Because the woman is the ultimate. They make that executive decision, in my opinion. So
it's their body. They said it was their body. So if it's your
exactly.
body.
Exactly.
You have a right to choose. Hey, this is the part that kind of, I'm kind of like, I don't know sometimes when I listen to them making their arguments about things that they want us to give them. I'm like, okay, if we give these things to you, I'm just going to tell you, it doesn't make any sense. But yet you want us to give this to you because it's like, it's ridiculous. It's not the right thing to give because look at the damage anyway. And not only that, you're tripping over your rights and your own responsibilities. You're tripping over things that were beneficially given to you to be entrusted and caretakers of, and you're misusing it, okay? And it's just getting out of hand. It's getting to such a degree, but see, oftentimes, though, it lands off as men's fault. That's what I'm always tripping about. I'm like, why is it our fault? You know what I mean? It's like, because every time you talk about the fathers walked away. Well, how many of those fathers weren't necessarily wanting to be fathers in the first place?
That's absolutely not talked about.
You know what I mean? Because they say that these are absentee fathers, but wait a minute, hold up. You're enlisting a lot of these guys without their permission, okay, or desire to be enlisted, because many of them did not want to be enlisted in the first place. That's why they weren't there, obviously. It was a bunch of them. Hey, man, I wasn't trying to wife you up or trying to do all this stuff. But, of course, she has a right to choose, and she has a lot of contraceptive capabilities. And, you know what I mean? She has a lot of toys she can use. There's a lot of things they can use. So I'm kind of like, you know, it is a responsibility of this. So I agree with you on that. They're not getting out of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ask for it.
It's like
you
forced
got
marriage.
It's forced marriage.
I mean.
It's shotgun children. That's what it is. Children have shotguns. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, and back in the day, Exactly. Back in the day, it used to be looked at, the school of thought was that men enjoyed sex more than women. Like that sex was a perpetual male act. That's where, if you really think about it, that's where a lot of the way the laws are built, the way the mentality is nowadays, where it always has to be the man's fault, that's where a lot of that comes from. Like that if everything was left equal, women wouldn't have sex, which is absolutely not true. Women are actually asexual, and in many ways, depending on school of thought, and I do believe this, by the way, women are more sexual than men. If you actually activate them at their, like, you know, rawest form,
amen,
like,
they
like,
can become ferocious, man. They can be definitely
social
ferocious.
Social norms is what controls them.
So it's like, you know, whatever you think, they get some appetites, man. I'm not even kidding on that. But just keep it real. I know what I'm talking about. They get appetites. It's crazy. But yes, the thing about it though, with these appetites, it's like they lose control. Something happens. If either these women are lacking the inability to control themselves, or let me just—I hate to say this. So I know this is going to probably take some women off, but I'm sorry. But or they don't. They can't handle what they're getting. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm trying to find a way to articulate it in a way that's diplomatic. They can't handle the sexual activity that they're receiving because they're not mature enough to maintain and control, you know, things that they should have their head in the game about. You understand? Their head should still be in the game. Somehow, I don't know, some of them are not physically adequately taking care of business. That's too much for them. Maybe it's too early for them in certain regards, because we never talk about that either. Because a lot of these women, they're doing this way too early. Okay, you know, it's kind of like this norm. Like a lot of people want to jump in and get into the crowd and try to keep up the pace, but you know, this ain't about keeping up with the Joneses, man. Oh, they have sex? Okay, I gotta have sex next month. And I mean, they do some planning like this. It's crazy right now. These young girls, man, are really tripping. And that's the other thing. These girls are doing it in high school. I mean, yo, this is a major league problem here. This is serious. So
yeah,
when you're talking about dealing
school
with single mothers, man, there's a lot of stuff that comes with it. That's a lot. Because you don't know where up and down this ladder she lands. Okay? She can land anywhere up and down this ladder. And it could be good, possibly. Okay, the dude died in Iraq. Okay, oh well, what can you do? You know what I mean? What can you do? Yeah. But the thing about it is, you know, there's a lot of them, man. It's kind of dangerous out here. So it's kind of like I know my thing is like, guys, watch yourself. Whew, golly. But my whole thing is now in the question, and when we go back to this, and when we started the show, why single mothers? Why date on married single mothers? Why? I mean, what are the so-called pros and what are the so-called cons? I mean, because I know people are going to, because if we listen to it, you know, we got to really be realistic, okay, because it is a huge thing right now. It's bigger than, and it's just across color lines. It don't even matter now. I don't even think it matters. Okay, because I think the number statistics, they talk about the 72 for black women, but it's still pretty high amongst single mothers, period.
It is getting higher,
62%.
Like among all races.
It's 62%. Yeah, it's like 62%. It's high. Okay, but see, I think that has to do with it too, because we one thing also has to contribute to it is the divorce rate, because the divorce rate's high too. So you got to spill that into that same thing with the single mother rate. You know what I mean? Because they fall in together. Because once they get divorced, then all of a sudden she's no longer on. She's not married, so now she's single. She's a single mother now. So, boom, she falls in that category by default. So it's like, oh, shoot, here we go. So it's like, okay, we got to break. That's a big pie. There's a lot of stuff in there.
Just to acknowledge 718, I do see that you called in. We do appreciate you calling in to listen. If you want to talk, definitely press the 1 to get in the host queue.
Come on, you guys. Feel free. Come on, jump in. Because, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people who have things they want to say. Whew, let it in, because it's like, sheesh.
So, 662-402, I'm about to make you live. I believe this is Alfredo. He's somebody in one of the groups that I joined. kind of friend of Elijah that was in here yesterday. So, 662, your mic is open.
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate you for inviting me to speak on the show. So far, it's very interesting. I'm enjoying it. My take on the whole single mother thing is the United States is something that I call mind virus. And it's a lot of ideas that has crept into the black community. That's what I'm going to focus on. It's really all of America, but it's primarily, you know, it's really hitting the black community hard.
Okay.
It's a lot of ideas and views about life and reality that has crept into our culture, and it's like it's eating it up from the inside. So you have these women and men, it's not just one-sided, but you have women and men that both have these ideas about relationships, life, love, and all of this, and they don't have a culture, a strong culture to guide them in what's morally right and what's morally wrong. And so that's what's causing us to lose our way as far as, you know, how we should handle things and how we should go about it. And it's producing all of these women, these single mothers, that they really don't know how to be, honestly, they don't know how to be women. And you have a lot of men that don't know how to be men. And so I found that dating in this pool is just, I'm not compatible with it anymore, you know, because my parents raised me old school.
Right. And see, that's been my big issue, because I have certain things that I'm still connected to that I know make sense. I'm not cutting those, you know, for the modern approach, because I can see the error of the modern approach's way in real time. You know what I mean? So you can see it in real time. It's like, wow, I don't want to go ahead and buy into all that. That's not working. You know what I mean?
Right.
But see, when I look down at the other family line, I look down at the elders and stuff, I'm saying, look at them. They're all attached. You know what I mean? They're still rocking. They're still doing this. I can still see them today walking around, Mr. Such and Such, Mr. Such and Such. They still connected. They still rocking. Over here, though, it's like a train wreck. It's like a train wreck. It's like,
and that's how they're looking at us, like a train wreck. Like, it's a damn
train.
It's
like, whoa. This is crazy, because it's like, wow. I mean, I'm not trying to, but you got to be realistic. I mean, it's, you know, there's a point where I know people love to talk about things on the uppity up and in the positive and all that other stuff. I got you. Yeah. Optimistic. Okay, shit. Okay, but then it's the time when you have to say, okay, hold up, yo. Hold up. We got to look at this, yo, because this is pretty bad right here. Okay, we got to be honest now. Come on, because you got to do something with it. And there's a fallout. There is no such thing as just like payout. You have to pay something back. Okay, so what is the cost? And right now, man, I don't like what the cost is. And I don't know, you know, and it's kind of like, it's a quandary, because it's like, okay, you got a bunch of these brothers, they're trying to go up and do what's right, but then they in order to do right for our community, some of the things that people are demanding is that we actually go in there and pull those out like that. And I'm like, whoa, that's like a whole lot to be asked. And it's, you can't make that,
it is.
You know, you can't make that a mandatory. There's no way you can make that a mandatory. Not with all the stuff that comes with none. You can't make that a mandatory. And they make that a mandatory amongst our community. I'm like, hold up. So hold up, man. Come on,
and,
man. You're asking all these dudes who did right, you know what I mean, to go ahead. Now, I understand that you want to have good seed to help share and spread out, you know what I mean, and, you know, be plentiful and help touch other people, and maybe they'll expand. I got you. I feel you on that. But, listen, to make that mandatory is crazy. I can't see that. That's just nuts.
And this is what the African-American community, unlike cultures in Africa, we don't have, like, a structured culture where, you know, there's a set of rules of right and wrong and how to go about handling things. So in the past, you know, I've tried talking to sisters, and, you know, they have all these ideas that are just, in my opinion, they're just out there, but in their mind it makes sense. But I can see how it's not going to work And so in the past, I used to argue with them all the time and try to get them to see it my way until finally I was on Facebook arguing with some sisters and something just hit me, you know. You know, they were like, well, telling me, well, you need to, here's what you need to do and this and that, and we're not going to listen to you, and we're independent women and we're doing all this, and something just hit me. And I said, you know what? I said, you're right. I said, my problem is I'm trying to change you into somebody you don't want to be. Mm-hmm. And what I need to do is I need to go date a pool of women that are in harmony with what I want out of a woman and out of a relationship. And all of a sudden, like, all the women on Facebook in the group just got quiet. You know?
Of course you got quiet because you found your answer. You found your plan. You found your direction. All of that knocked in, locked in, bam.
She helped me find it. She helped me find it because I was holding on to the sisters. I was like, I'm not giving up on you, sisters. I'm trying to get you to see the error of your ways. And I just got tired of all the arguing and the fighting. I just got tired of it. And I said, you know what? You're right. I need to accept you guys the way you are. Okay, you guys like what you like. You like the kind of man you like. You want the kind of relationship you want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not down with that, you know.
Exactly.
So if that's what you want, go after that. Now I'm going to go after what I want. And then all of a sudden, all the sisters were angry when I started saying that I wanted to date East African sisters or African sisters in general, because more of them are in line with the type of culture and the type of family that I have.
Exactly. There's certain values. See, this is what I'm trying to – this is what I've recognized, okay, that I know that there's been here, but it's been always here for a little bit. I mean, it became more intense as years progress or the eras progress, okay, to our modern day. But we got here to this point where it was like we were absolutely not compatible. Our values of family are not compatible. Our parenting skills and styles are not compatible. There's so many different things that are out of sync that you're asking. You really are basically going with another culture of woman who's supposed to be your counterpart. How is she so extreme? See, this is the part that people have to be honest about. There's a major league extreme, okay, in the vast numbers. Now, I'm not saying all of them because it's not true, all of them, but we're talking about vast numbers. Numbers that impact you can notice, okay? You got to be able to notice them. Whether you like how big they are or not is your business. But bottom line, you still got to notice them, okay? So they're noticeable to such a degree, it causes a problem. Okay, so you got dudes who have a cultural background that's more in tune and on point with ones that are not. Now, what are you going to do with that? I mean, how are you going to bridge that gap?
I started a group, and the name of my group is Black Man Bound to East Africa, and it's not just East Africa. It's many places in the world that have a culture that's compatible to what we are looking for. You know, it's
exactly.
But
you have to go. You're doing what most of the guys are doing now. They're having to go draw from other sources. I mean, that's just the way it is. Like I'm saying, I'm like, you know, there's other places you can plant your seed.
Hey,
man, I'm keeping it real.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Well, it's definitely been nice talking to you, Alfredo. We got quite a few callers here, so I definitely want to get them in. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mute you out. So if we get through the other callers, you stay on the line, I may bring you back. Again, his group is tell us what your group is and whether I can find you on it.
Okay, it's Black Men Bound for East Africa. It's a Facebook group, and what it does is it's men that are particularly interested in women of East African culture. We're not saying that they're better than the West. You know, Africa has beautiful, good women, good culture all over.
This may work for the brothers who feel in that type of thing. In other words, this
exactly,
is they might like it. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, we come in. All right, let's keep it real. We got a lot of different shades, hues, okay, and flavors. So let's just keep it real. When you start talking about when I say I know, I look at it as black folks, period. Now, other people want to say African, they want to say that's on them. I just look at it as black folks because we're so diversified. I'm just like, man, I can't give it to one. I never could because there's no way. Even if you go into Africa, it's diversified even within the continent. So it's like, what are you talking about? We're just diversified, period. So we all across the world. So there's a lot of different flavors, and I do believe brothers have the right to, you know, rock with rocking for them. I mean, with no problems. I mean, you know, I don't see what the problem is. It's another brother being with another sister. What's the issue? But, yeah, I'm glad you brought that in. So let's get these other callers in. I'm sorry about that, you guys. Let's move it in.
No, you're good, man. All right, Alfredo, man. Nice talking to you, man. Definitely call back, okay?
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Appreciate his call. You put it on mute.
All right, so we have 404-939. I know you've been waiting for 23 minutes. Thank you for your patience. Your mic is open. Tell us your name and what city and state you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Steve calling from Atlanta, Georgia. How y'all doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Great. Yeah, you guys pretty much said a lot of valid things. There's not really nothing I could rebut. I look at this dynamic, the situation of should you marry a single mother, and at face value, the obvious answer is no, especially if you're a single guy with no kids. So I guess I want to get some clarification on the topic of this show you guys are doing. So what kind of, if you're a guy, are you talking about a guy with kids, without kids, if she's a single mother who was once married, now divorced, was she
after
kids?
Thing.
Like, what's the dynamic?
See, that's the whole thing. See, when we say why, when we bring up the question, you know, why a date or marry single mothers, when you say single mothers, it is a broad spectrum. It is a big pool. It's not just, like, even you have to try to, where in this particular, they all are classified, all of them. They're all classified as single mothers. So it's like, well, you know what I mean? And this is what you're dealing with. So when you're saying going into data, you know, you have to really think about, you know, this is a pretty big pool, you know what I mean, that we're talking about, and what particular section am I actually, even if I would attempt to deal with something. Now, my man, Alan, he said he would deal maybe one. He can go with that. You know what I mean? She's a single mother, you got one, that'll work. One kid, we might be able to work that out. But, you know, some guys.
I have no kids, by the way.
And then, you know, and I don't think most guys, I don't think. Now, I know some guys may be real strict, so I got to give them their leeway as it is. But I don't think most guys would be having too much problems with one. But when you start talking about more than that, now we got something to discuss. I mean, it's, I don't know, there's a lot more that comes with that. I mean, especially if it comes with, you know, some different, you know, some multiplication here. So, you know, for you, I mean, where are you at in this whole thing? I mean, what's your perspective on whatever angle you're looking at it? Because I know it's kind of like, it's a broad one. So it's pretty big. That's a big pool, a pie to pull out of. Because it all classifies single mother, all of it does. So it's like,
Well, for me, I'm actually married. So I'm married.
Best wishes to you, man.
Yeah, man, brother, it's a work in progress, man. And it ain't easy, but it's good though. When things are good, they're great, man.
Yeah, that's right. When they're good, they're great.
But the way I approached it when I was single is kind of like, I know what I want, and I feel that baggage should seek its own baggage. For instance, if I got no kids, she's not gonna have no kids. That's just not. That ain't happening. I know some brothers will tolerate a carry-on. I call one kid a carry-on. Two or more are baggage, and even more than that are freight. I don't play that. Like, if I got none, she ain't going to have none. Because the dynamic, a lot of guys may say they'll tolerate one because I think that's more because that's a lot of that. There's a lot of women with one kid at minimum. I don't play that. I never did play that. Now, I would date them and have fun with them, hang out with them. But when I'm talking about, like, marriage, when you're talking marriage, there's dating and then there's courting. Like, I don't, mm-hmm. you gotta, a woman has to have her actions aligned with what you're about as marriage. And a lot of women talk a good game, but you gotta follow their actions to know, and find certain common denominators to know that they are marriage material. I.e., for instance, like when I seriously date a woman, she's gotta have two parents in her life. Not to say you can't have it, but I see more marriage-minded, functional relationships with women who came from with a man and a woman in the house full-time, 24 hours a week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it ain't happen, if I don't see little signs like that, it ain't happen. I'm not even pushing those, but it's not worth the risk. Because, like you said, the single mother pool is so deep because you have a lot of divorces into that pool, because just because you get married don't mean you stay married.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of factors when you talk about this, because they are legally single mothers. So there's a lot of different ways. You got widows who are in this pool. You got a whole bunch of, you know, different things that are just tapped into it. It's a definite mixed bag in there. So it's like, okay, whew, okay. And you have to think about, you know, you're trying to be fair, and I see some guys are saying, like you said, they'll do the carry-on.
Nah, don't carry-on, dog.
That's
don't do
what it is.
Hey, you
don't
carry-on,
like,
man.
Well,
and
right,
I definitely want to add something real quick. Here's the thing. For those that will be listening to this in the future, like, you know, once I upload this on YouTube and stuff, and especially if it's women, and they may kind of be giving up their nose, maybe turned up to what the caller is saying, this is what I want a lot of these women to understand. The way this country works, if you get divorced, it's as if you have no rights. Family court is not constitutional court. You have no rights. It's up to what that judge does. And if a man gets in front of a female judge with a lot of female mess, chances are you about to get, you know, legally castrated, if you will. And it may seem harsh what this caller is saying, but given what we kind of talked about before and a lot of stuff with the way a court system works when it comes to kids, how he may not get access to his kids or he's going to have to be paid child support, hopefully your marriage, you know, is fruitful for the rest of you all's lives. But you were speaking to, like, the divorce rate and stuff, and these are the things that men have to take into account from a non-emotional kind of business perspective that could happen when they choose their women. So it already sounds like to me that you made a very comprehensive choice of what you wanted, and you seem to have chose the woman that matches that to the best of your ability, and a lot of men don't do that. They get married kind of just because they get nagged into it or because they think it's the right thing to do. So I just wanted to put some context behind that. You've already been saying that, but I just wanted to give some context behind that because a lot of people will have an emotional reaction to what you're saying, thinking you're just being harsh just because. I already know you're looking for the things with the mom and dad and the kids. All that. That's genius, man. Go.
But see, the thing about that, that's the only thing, though, when he said that, I'm shocked by that because that pool is not that big anymore. It's a smaller pool. It's a much smaller pool. So there's a lot of guys fighting to get out of that pool. You see what I'm saying? And I think women don't seem to understand. They're wondering where the men are at. I'm like, well, I'll just give you one spot. That one spot, I know they're all coming trying to get into that one little zone in there because that's the only spot that's really that's workable for most of us. You know what I mean? There is some consistency. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people are from a different culture around the world. You know, brothers consider themselves African or whatever. And they were 100% born in the U.S., and they got their daishiki on. But let's keep it real, yo. I don't know about this, but you don't really know a good country, another country as well as you know the one you're from, okay? You're in this. This is your home. This is where you've been. Whether you like it or not, this is where you came from. You got to be aware that, look, there's certain things that are acceptable here, period. You know what I mean? And even at this state in the game, there's a lot of women who have gone past those levels, okay? And they're not in acceptable anymore. Even what's acceptable here, they're past that. They're way too past that. And it's like, okay, you know, but still, then there's some women who are in this pool who happen to fall in the same category as being a classified single mother or a single woman. Yeah, a single mother. They're in trouble. It's a bad spot to be in.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we're going to designate them and help them out because it is a dangerous position. in many respects.
But I will say, the brother is out of Atlanta, Georgia, where I heard the straight male to female ratio is crazily in your favor. So let's put that out there too. Well, man, it's
I hear those rumblings on social media. A lot of those guys are full of, I don't want to cuss, they're full of shit.
You don't think that's true? Oh, so you on the ground? All right, man, that's staying correct.
Yeah, I see it all the time. Like, don't get me wrong, they have this, Atlanta's a very unique city where you have a lot of everything here. You have everything from backgrounds, transplants coming from all parts of the world, lifestyles and all that. I want to get, I know that's kind of more going off topic, but don't believe the hype of a lot of people put on the media as far as what they say about Atlanta, because it's either not true or it's embellished, meaning they over exaggerate of how
wild it could be. They're trying to make
They put too much oomph into it. It's not that serious. I mean, it happens. Some of the things happen. But when you're talking about a major capital city in the Southeast, I mean, outside of Atlanta, what other city in the Southeast has that type of polarism? There's no other outside of maybe Miami, and that's way down towards the Caribbean.
Yeah, because, you know, you got to get Florida as fuck.
People don't want to go to Florida. There's no joke. But that's what I was going to say. Now, if there's...
Go ahead, man.
No, I was going to say, because I wanted to try to come from a different angle from what everybody else has not said, because I'm not trying to beat a dead horse. I'm trying to give more perspective. Now, this is more for the brothers who may be listening to this audio in the future, and they're on the fence because maybe they have no kids and they know that this dysfunction is out of control, but they feel like there's nothing else out there. There's certain factors that I looked for when I was coming up, and I've definitely say the same thing to them. First of all, if you want to differentiate the sisters to lower the probability on a marriageable type of woman, you got to find a woman who's been somewhere, like travel. Like, that's one and another factor I looked in. Did she come from a two-parent household? Did she travel? That's two things right off the top, because I find
women who have a better sense of the world, who travel the world,
see the world from a worldly perspective, they seem more grounded, the women I've come across over the years.
Yeah.
A lot of women who don't go nowhere, who they go to the same clubs every weekend. They probably done is maybe a Miami trip with the girls or a bike weekend. You can't take that seriously. I got to see women who've been traveling, because I've seen women like that. The mentality is just like night and day versus those who don't.
Yep. I mean, that's what I had. I had one who was actually, she traveled around the world, and she traveled stateside as well, too. So that's what I was, I had that anyway. That's what I was rocking with. And I noticed that that's generally, you're right about that, because there's some similarities about their consistency. Yeah, I mean, there's some similarities about their consistency. But again, that's a small pool nowadays. It's not the same pool as it used to be. You know what I mean? So I know
you just gotta be patient,
gotta
man. I mean, the marriage thing is supposed to be a lifetime thing. So you gotta make that choice or that pick. You gotta make it very wise. If you go that route, that's another thing, because marriage, everybody's not built for marriage. That's number one. That's not to say that's a bad thing. It's a lifestyle, just like you guys were saying. You know, everybody's not built for marriage, man or woman. Don't just because it may feel good at the moment, don't mean it's going to last forever. It's about respect at the end of the day. Mutual reciprocal respect. If women talk all that love stuff, love, 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 that's a red flag, I'm telling you, because that stuff, that love thing go away when them bills come through. That love thing go away when you're having a bad day at work, whatever. You got to find somebody who understands the value of mutual respect. That's the foundation of business relationships, personal relationships. If they don't understand that grasp, that's why you have these discussions online and these women always talking about love. If they don't even mention respect, don't even bother her. She's lost. She doesn't understand it. She doesn't understand the way the world works with human characteristics, natural relationships. It's all about respect, man or woman. Man. Relationships, business, personal, however you look at it. It's all about respect. If it ain't there, she don't even bring it up, don't even bother.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Well, man, you definitely brought Atlanta, Georgia in the building. We're definitely going to keep it moving, man, but I am so glad you called. You definitely gave a lot of insight to what we had to do. So, man, take care, okay?
All right, man, take care.
Cool.
Peace out.
He dropped some stuff.
All right, man. Did you have anything you wanted to add before we bring in the next caller? The next caller we're going to bring in is 718-313 and then 626-488. Any context you wanted to add?
Let them go in because we – go ahead. No, let them come on in because we've been burning a little bit for them. So let them get their props in and get their words
okay.
in. Okay. See what the caller's got.
All right, man. So 718-313, you're up, man. I know you've been waiting for 27 minutes, so thanks for your patience. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Hello? Hello. All right, they might be just listening. All right, so 626-488, you are up. Give us your name and the city and state you're calling from.
Hey, what's up, brother? This is Kohina, man. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
What's up, Kohina?
Oh, yeah, man. Speak on it.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man? What's going on in L.A. right now? Because I got to check, because you know. So look, me and Kavita Man go back a little bit, y'all. So it's like,
yeah.
Look, but the thing about Kavita Man, he out from. I'm a West Coast man. That's my home. Okay, so I gotta check in to see what's going on. How are we doing out there? Because you know the draft man don't look like you know joke, man.
No, it's a struggle out here, man. Just to be honest, it's getting worse.
That's what I thought.
But, you know,
I was like, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm on the East Coast. Don't get me wrong, but I'm like, hey. I'm glad I'm on the East Coast this time. I'm like, woo,
yeah. Yeah, I might have to relocate myself. Man.
That's what I thought. It's gonna be a great migration,
right? But man, my thing is, man, I think it's difficult to date a single mom. Period. Just the idea. Just the functionality of it to actually. Arrange a date and time to actually go out, and there's always some, or not always, but oftentimes there's some disruption in the plans when it comes to trying to date a single mom. So I would just say avoid that. Under 35, under 40, forget it. Don't even waste your time. Once you get older, established, got your home, right? Everything's paid off. Your bills paid off. Then maybe you can date a single mom that's maybe a little bit younger and you can help, in a different situation, especially if you don't have any kids and you may want a legacy or something before you move on into your retirement age. That I would recommend. But I'm going to tell you, these black women ain't a joke, man. If you look at these women are a factory of ratchetness. Assembly line pumping out dysfunction through the whole black community. That's these single moms. That's a lot of these slut walking ratchet women out here. I would not recommend messing with these women at all. I would just avoid it. I was listening to your brothers last week about going overseas.
Okay.
That might be the option.
Hey, I'm overseas. Right. That's where I'm going. I'm looking for, see, like, I'm like the brother who called in first. He talked about East African women. And I was just like, look, man, I'm looking at South American women right now, down in Brazil, Colombia, Mandalay. Okay, these are some beautiful places, some beautiful women. Real talk. And I'm talking about chocolate, too, boy. So I'm like, ooh, I saw one that her body was literally flawless. Literally. I mean, she had not a mark. I couldn't even find a beauty mark. I mean, not a beauty mark. What do you call it? The birthmark. I was like, where's her birthmark? She got a birthmark? I was like, oh, my God. Because this sister was gorgeous. But it's like, you know, brothers is like, there's a starvation of the women that we would love to be with. There's starvation for them, for us. So we have to just connect to them. That's all we have to do. And sometimes it requires a plane flight. That's all.
I wish we could look into a little more this more down to the level of the economics that the average brother could actually explore out, because last week the brother said he had $2 million to invest. If the average brother had $2 million to invest, man, you could go all over the world. So you know, if I wish you to speak to the average brother, what can the average brother do? You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, you can still do this as an average brother, okay? Because we do have guys doing it as average brothers, okay? Charles talks about it. I don't know if you talked to Charles. Charles talks about it a lot. Yeah, I mean, so Charles, so here's a way to do it. So there's different ways. I mean, you just have to get in contact with people who travel, really. And as you talk to people who travel, like certain things, like, I don't know, some people, like, now I don't know if this is applicable for you, okay, but Kavina, man, but I know that this may be something to some of these guys because it depends on where they're at in their life. I can't govern everybody, so I don't know where everybody's at. But I know some of these guys, like I know from the military perspective, a lot of times we used to be able to take military hops to other places. Like, you know, we could take a plane flight and fly to Hawaii, okay? They're like, well, how can you do that? Because I'm not in the military anymore. But yeah, but I have military clearance still. They have certain things they'll allow me to do. As long as I make the checkpoints and all things, everything else is fine. I can go take a military flight, and that's cheap. That's real cheap. You'd be surprised. You'd be like, what? You're flying to where for how much? No way. Yep. Sometimes people pay for what they pay for a bus fare. They just get on a plane and go. That's all. They're there, like, that much faster. So there's a lot of things that we can tap into that I don't think we're actually looking at, okay, because we weren't accustomed to looking from that perspective. You get what I'm saying? I think we're a little blinded because we haven't been using those, shall we say, muscles to look in that option. But we have people who are doing it. You know what I mean? We just have to go defer to those who've been, so to speak, exercising those muscles that we probably weren't. But we can definitely pick up from where they, you know, where they've been doing things and showing things. So there is some affordability for the common guy. The plane tickets are not that bad either. Okay, I just saw a sale. I think it was from Southwest. I think Southwest is going to South America. I think. I got to go check again. But I'm like, wow, Southwest? Huh? So, I'm like, you might be able to get across where you need to go pretty affordably. And I know the living places are pretty cheap. A rent, like for one of the rooms I know out in the Brazil area was like $150 or something like that a month. That's American dollars. It's crazy.
Okay.
You know, and our money is there. Our money is 4 to 1 to theirs right now. 4 to 1. So we really got some buying power at this particular time. So it's like, even if you were thinking individually as an investor or a business person or something like that, it has a major league impact for you. You feel what I'm saying? So it's not even just that for that one aspect of the ladies or the women or whatever, but business-wise, it's smart, too. Brilliant. Timing is like, even a guy who doesn't have a lot can still get a lot. You feel what I'm saying? So you can still get a lot. So it's not outside your reach. You just have to make the steps. That's all.
Okay. And another thing I'll add to that real quick, too, is, you know, this may not be applicable to you because I ain't trying to be stereotypical, but, you know, there is a thing when it comes to brothers and when it comes to credit, too, like, you know, African-Americans and credit. School requires you to have decent credit.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of brothers who don't use it, so they probably got it because I know the brothers I know who are working and stuff, most of them are good. You know what I mean? I haven't seen any of them that have the problem. So, you know, then I'm talking for the employed, though. They're employed now. Some of these other brothers who ain't employed, well, I'll tell you, brother, I mean, you got to get some things on point. But you're going to have to do that anyway. So it doesn't matter. But when you're talking about these other brothers who are employed, you know, they got the GE jobs or the electric jobs or the, you know, construction jobs or whatever they're doing. Yeah, I mean, they got their money or whatever. They may be working in the office, boardroom, whatever. They're making a dough. They have a consistency. I know these guys are getting big screen TVs because they always have the football parties. I go to them. You know, they'll go to the football parties, the drink parties. You know, then they have all this stuff. So they definitely get their cars and get all this stuff. So there's things going on. Brothers got it. It's just that they're just not diverting, I think, the funds to it because they haven't really thought of it as an option, as a reality. It's just now hitting them as a reality. I mean, real, true reality. Yeah, I mean, so once that hit, then it's like a shift up. You got to shift up a little bit. They're like, okay, how am I going to do this? I'm going to rock this. I got to get a passport, make sure I got this, I got that. Okay, cool. It's just a shift up. That's all.
Yeah.
Shifting gear.
And, research, but also the reason why I brought the credit thing up
is because this is something a lot of Caucasians do, is research the airline miles industry. So basically, just like how a lot of Caucasians will use coupons real hard, even though they got money to make it so their grocery bills are cheap, they know how to use their credit cards to basically get airline miles. So just to give you an example of how this will work, they will sign, they will basically take their income and they will push it through different credit cards. So they'll sign up for credit cards and they'll get like 30,000 airline miles. And then they'll start buying things through that card, because what happens is these credit cards are banks. So they give it, they work with the airlines to give incentives for people to basically get credit cards. Now, obviously, if you're not somebody that's very financially sound and you're kind of flagrant with your credit, you might want to be careful about doing this. However, look out for this video, the YouTube upload of Soul in Black, because I'm going to add in this link of this company. Actually, what they do is they're a consultant company, and what they do, things like they tell you we can get you a flight to Brazil for like $397. We just tell you how to do it via these miles, and it accounts for all the fees and stuff you would get outside of that. So I'm gonna upload that as a resource. Obviously, what you do with it is what you do with it, but what it will do is it'll open you up to like the world of doing that, and that'll put it in a lot of hands of brothers that might think it's not out of reach. That's actually something I'm going to be working on in the future too, just because there are options out there. It just was so sad because a lot of people aren't focused on it. They don't really know how to make it happen because they're just now looking to go overseas in general. So other than that, man, I'm glad you you brought Los Angeles, California in the building. We actually got quite a few more calls in here, so I definitely wanted to get to them. So before I let you go, is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, that's it. You brothers have a good week.
Thank you, Kazim.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, bro. All right. Good night.
All right. So the next one that we have in here, this is the one we tried to get to before. This is 718-313. So go ahead. Your mic is open. Let me know what name and city and state.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, hello, Soul in Black. Hello, Alan. This is the Wacky World of O calling from Queens, New York.
What's up, man? You sound nice and clear, too, yo.
Yeah. I apologize about what happened previously. I accidentally had my phone on mute. But anyhow, when it comes to this, should we marry or date single mothers? I look at the statistics. About 68% of African-American females have children out of wedlock. Now, and another statistic which a lot of people do not know is that over 59% of African-American mothers that have two or more children have them with multiple men. That's the majority. So the majority of African-American females that have two or more children have multiple men. So the way I look at it is that a lot of these females are whores. A lot of these females are whores. So it hurts, but it's the truth. And
My God.
So if a man, especially a man that does not have children, date a single mother or marry a single mother, 9 times out of 10, they are lowering their standards to being with a reformed hoe. Excuse my language. And thing is this: why would a man do that to themselves? Why?
That's a good question. Because there's a lot of perspective and angles. Some people come from the fantasy land, lollygag, tipping to the tulips kind of approach. But then to me, I'm like, there is a realistic one you can't deny.
Right.
There's a realistic one, and this is, you went into the subcategory of the statistics and said, look, let me go in there. 59% of that pool. Okay.
All right, brother. I'm gonna let you talk, but I gotta counter that when I get the chance.
Okay. All right. Soul in Black, you know me. I live in reality, so
yes,
I cannot live in these. As a person, as a human being, as a man, I cannot live in these delusional fantasies. I can't do it. I have to live in reality and accept the reality like it is.
Yes, sir.
And that's just the way I view it.
Hey,
most likely.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right, Alan.
So,
Alan, where's your counter?
Some of the things I agree with, but one thing we have to understand is I don't want this to make it seem like we're saying it's the woman's fault. Now, I said it earlier in this call, at the end of the day, when it comes to signing off on a kid, you know, that's pretty much what women do. But what women will inevitably say is it takes two to make a child. And you know what? There is some truth to that. So this is what I'm going to do. Basically, I saw a video a couple of days ago with Tariq Nasheed. You know, that's one of the realest brothers out there right now. And basically, this dude had called in and basically said that, you know, he didn't – basically, in uncertain words, he was basically saying he wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing. He admitted that. And he was talking about how he was making less than his woman. But they were basically both dusty, as Tariq Nasheed would say. Basically, this dude had six kids. Now, granted, it was six kids with this one woman. So this was a family, not multiple women. But he had six kids. This dude didn't have a job. She's on Section 8. They were basically completely pretty much living on government assistance. And what here's the funny thing. What Tariq Nasheed said is he told the dude, you had basically de-evolutionized back to the Negro slave. And what he had talked about when he said that was he said this dude was a Negro buck. And he went on to say a Negro buck, what they would do is they would get positive reinforcement to have sex with multiple women and multiple and just have kids, because obviously that was cheaper because there was less slaves. People noticed in history we had less slaves in the United States than you did in South America and the Caribbean. So to save money, let's just say our brand of Caucasian said rather than use them and then get a new slave, let's just have them have kids. So they had an incentive to keep us alive a little bit longer than it was in South America, but that's besides the point. But my point is, are there wars out there? I absolutely agree with you. There are. However, there are dudes that have kids by multiple women, and those dudes are just as bad as those females, because what they're doing is not only do they put pressure on the system, but they make all of us look bad. Now, granted, if a man is taking care of those kids, then that's not the, I don't look at that as the same. Like, so, for instance, let's say Diddy has kids by multiple women. I don't look at that as the same thing by a dude who basically can't, you know, working a 9-to-5 job and can't even take care of the kids because his paycheck is getting ate up. So I just wanted to say, I do agree for the most part what you're saying, but we can't act like, you know, it ain't dudes that are flagrant out here that are dealing with all these women. And like I said,
the bottom line is statistically, okay, let me do it like this. Statistically, what Wacky Will O brought up was very valid, because 59% of these women inside that overall number of single women, for our type of sisters anyway, not talking about all women, it's just our particular group, okay, supposedly our cohorts, as everybody says, our counterparts. 59% of that population in there has got a double whammy in there, okay? Now, here's the funny thing about that. Then we start to bring in our pool. Well, how many brothers are double whammying these women, okay? And you'll be surprised to find that our numbers, you either think it would be equal to, okay, or more. And the actual truth is it's less. It's less guys doing more damage. Again, we've had the depictions of the baby mamas. I got like four or five. How many does Chris got? I mean, pick some of your favorite artists or rappers or singers or whatever. How many do they got? You know what I mean? You start counting that up after a while. I was like, wait a minute, it's not a lot of us, but it's a small number of us that are causing a mass effect. And these women are drawing towards the same things. You know, there's like a consistency of what they're drawing towards. And I always think of it as a fad. Whatever the fad is where they're drawing towards. So if the fad's over there, that's what they're rocking with. And that's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how it is, though.
Right. And I'm not disagreeing with what Alan has stated. I'm not disagreeing with that, of course. And when I came, and then, of course, with me, I never stated that the black male is innocent also. But what I'm speaking from perspective of a black man that have his morals and his values intact. and who understands what reality is, and who doesn't engage in these type of behaviors that a lot of dumb black males engage in, a moral man. So that's what perspective I'm speaking on. And a moral man is lowering his standards when he's with, if he chooses to have relations with these types of females. But like Solon Black says, the type of males that have these multiple baby mamas, quote unquote, a lot of them, a lot of these no good baby mamas or these no good black females, they desire these types of men. They share these types of men.
I mean, that's, that's what you you keep finding them talking about the men cheating on us. So I'm like, black men cheating? Which black men are you talking about cheating on you? And after a while, you start to find out, it's, oh, that's the Ray Ray dude, or that's Johnny Poo Poo, or whatever the heck his name is. Or, oh, you were going out with him. Well, he wasn't just going out with you. He was going out with, because you already know he was cheating. So he was cheating on you, cheating on her, and he dropped her seed. He dropped this one over there seed. Okay, and you about to take another one of his right now. So, you know what I mean? So that's what we deal with. So it's like, but it somehow becomes incorporated as all of us, and it's not all of us. It's a specific group that are about this. And there seems to be an issue with the choices that they're making. That's why I said a lot of them, I think that once they get a little bit of something, they can't handle it too well because they lose it.
and the thing is, may I say something, please? And the thing is, with a lot of these females, of course, once again, I understand that there's a lot of no good black males too. But guess what? When it comes to these females, times out of 10, they choose to be with these types of males. They choose to open their legs to males that they know is not S-H-I-T, if you understand me.
Right.
Well, they don't have any intuition. I mean, I gotta say, they don't have.
They do.
They don't have.
I don't think it's working.
I disagree.
Looking at the mathematics, and you're telling me your tuition is working, I gotta disagree with you flat out.
say that is because here's the thing. Judge Lynn said, and I agree with this wholeheartedly. This woman that runs that show, Divorce Court, black woman, very smart, intelligent woman. She said the problem with today's young women is they value sexual compatibility above all other compatibilities. And this typically, and so when I say that they have intuition, a lot of these sisters, what they will want to tell you, so, and they, this is a lie, but they say this to get a sympathy card, is they'll say, I didn't know he had all these kids, or I didn't know he was married. That's not true. Yes, you did. In today's world, these dudes ain't hiding who they are. They not lying. You don't got to lie. Because as a 29-year-old male, and look, I know I can get women, but there are certain sisters that if I tell them I don't have kids, they'll give me this look, this, like, what's wrong with you look, because they assume if I don't have kids that I don't know how to, you know, basically put it down. And that just tells me all I need to know about them. And that's what you're, who you're talking about. So I understand what you're talking about. I just wanted to balance it out a little bit. But I agree with what you're saying. And at the end of the day, women just need to manage their, you know, vagina, for lack of a better term. It's a difference between sex with and you have a kid.
You know, this is my whole thing. See, to me, it's a bad look, okay, for them. Because they talk about they want to climb and break the glass ceiling, but they can't manage their own physical issues. I mean, that's kind of funny. I'm like, come on, you guys. You can't manage yourself. How the heck are we going to let you manage the kingdom? What's going on?
The thing is, with these types of females, we just have to let them be. We just have to let them marinate in their own ignorance. You know, let them marinate in their own ignorance. That's it, man. It's sad to say, I'm sorry to interrupt you so, but it's sad to say that a lot of these black American females, there's no hope for them. So let them marinate in their own ignorance and let them die. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's going to be, we're just going to do what we got to go do for us. And by default, that's automatically going to have an effect. So we're going to go do it.
Hello?
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 Soul might have dropped. Oh, he dropped off, man. So definitely call back, man, so we can get you back up here. But anyway, brother, I definitely got to take some more of these calls. I'm definitely glad you gave your opinion. You definitely, you know, my girlfriend is from Jamaica, Queens, New York. So definitely.
That's my area.
Yeah, man, and we can – but anyway, you definitely brought Queens in the building, man, so I appreciate that. I definitely will probably make a clip out of what you said, because trust me, man, it's got to be a dude to tell it like it is, and you can always count on a New Yorker to tell it like it is. All right, man?
All right, Alan, good speaking to you, brother. All right.
Yeah, take care. Mm-hmm.
All right, take care.
All right, guys, Saul has dropped off. I got to get him back in real quick. But anyway, while I'm doing that, I'm going to take a couple, let's see. Saul, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm here.
Ooh, had to get you back, man. All right, man.
Nothing.
So we got less than 20 minutes left, and we got a whole bunch of callers. I do appreciate a lot of you all being patient. Let's go ahead and work them in. Let's see. So the next caller we got that I'm going to bring in is a Skype caller. So give me your city and state and give me your comment or your question, and let's keep it quick. Your mic is open. Hello? Hello, your mic is open. All right, next one.
Going twice.
Oh.
Going
good?
Time. You're gone. Let's go. Next.
All right, man. This next one is going to be from 708 area code, 829. So appreciate your patience. Give me your name and where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Yeah, we hear you.
Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, this is Cornelius. How you doing? Calling from Harvey by way of Chicago. How y'all doing?
What's up there, man?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm a fellow Chicagoan as well, so.
All right, okay. And what's up to Soul and Black, y'all? Y'all most probably know me as CJ Jackson, so.
Yeah, I know CJ. What's good, man?
Yes, sir. I'm all right. I have an experience with being with single mothers, and I was a stepchild myself. So I've seen both ends of this whole thing. And, even as a stepchild, I could not understand how my stepfather put up with what he had to put up with, you know, because, I mean, admittedly, I wasn't an angel, you know, but I did know my real father and went to live with him. But even as being a stepfather, you know, I have to look at it and see, you know, what made me do this kind of thing, you know. Because, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I was sincere in my efforts to say, hey, if I'm going to be with this woman, then I'm going to have to take on this child as my own, you know. So, you know, this is what I did. So, you know, and I had to realize this even, you know, before I even got to that point where I decided to go live with this woman, where I was doing the same thing with other women. I wasn't living with them, but I was, you know, dealing with them, you know, so. As far as it benefiting, it doesn't benefit men to be there, to do this. It just doesn't. I mean, I
think we lost them.
Hello?
Being a stepfather, I was at home most of the time. You know, I didn't go out, you know, and do, you know, things that, you know, I really wanted to do. You know, I realized that I had, you know, just put down and do, you know, the fatherly thing. It took me, you know, breaking up with this woman. It was a bad breakup, and, you know, becoming single again to realize that, hey, man, you know, you wasted your time. You know, you wasn't doing what you really wanted to do, you know. Which is improve yourself or whatever. And, you know, because all the while, the woman, my ex-girlfriend, she was doing whatever she wanted to do. And that included with, you know, a man or two or whatever. So, you know, there's just no benefit. I mean,
the woman may look at it, or other people may look at it, is that it's a noble thing to do because you, you know, you stepping up to the plate, so-called, and all this other stuff. But just personally, I just don't see anything, any benefit to it. I like I said, I don't even see how my stepfather did it. But, you know, at the end of his life, he passed away in 2003, you know, he left with nothing. You know, he left with nothing, you know, so I just could never understand it, man. So there's just no benefit to me and being, you know, being with single, you know, women with kids.
Yeah, I see that. That seems good. I mean, it's a really tough thing to be talking about because they're trying to promote this because it's such a big, see, it's so bad that it has to be promoted and try to be worked out. That's how bad it is. And so, it's
right.
You know what I mean? So they're trying to do whatever PR they possibly can to maybe address and deal with this. Now, this is at epidemic levels. When you, if you had a virus that strike out in our country like this, we would be bad. People would be trying to kill the CDC and be like, what are you guys doing? You got to get us something to get this thing fixed or something. You got to get on it. Okay, because this right here, we would never allow a virus season to strike our country this bad. You know what I mean? And
right
strike where we are. And even our community, we would never allow it to be this. If it was a virus, like this, 62% of our population? Nah, man, you ain't going to let that happen. But yet, this right here, you know, it just crept on up and it exploded. Okay, and of course, in our area, they talk about 72%. One of the commentators in the chat room said something about most black men have been trained to tolerate insanity from black women. I was like, whoa.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm glad you called that out.
True.
Yeah.
Whoa. I was like, oh.
It's true, though, because we never thinking about, we don't think about it. You know, we see this in our neighborhoods and we think that, okay, this is just the way it is, you know?
Well, CJ. I don't know if we got to get other callers and how are we standing on that, Alan?
I'm going to tell you right now, we're not going to be able to get all these callers in, but that's a position we want to be in.
Let's push it through. Let's try to work it out. Let's push it through. Okay, let's push it through.
All right,
thanks,
man.
I'm going,
nice
y'all.
Talk to you, man.
I got to let all you right, know, thanks. CJ, man. Thanks for the comment,
okay,
man, the share, yo. No doubt.
All right, thanks, man.
All righty. So the next one is also a Skype call. So give us your name and city and state, and your mic is open, man. Hello?
Going once. Going twice. See ya. You're out of there. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Let's see. 404.
I don't want to. If they got to come in, let them come in.
All right. Let's do. Yeah, you can see. 404-993. All right. Let's do 404-993. All right, man. Your mic is open. Hello? Let me see.
Maybe the other one.
Press 1 to jump in the queue to raise your hand so I know you want to talk.
Okay, done. That's cool, man.
Let me see. 438. Because some of these people I know have already called in.
Yeah, because I know it's the switchboard jumped. But anyways.
Yeah, and that threw me off. So press 1 so I know that your mic is open.
Or
if you
want to
talk, hang up and call back.
Yeah.
So I know.
But anyway,
I guess we can end it off in the next 11 minutes because we did get some really good callers in and the chat is blowing up. I want to one thing I wanted to say real quick, just to not so much it's not because this stuff a lot of stuff doesn't even be countered because these are all valid points people are coming with and that is much appreciated. That's what we wanted the show to be about. But what I did want to say, you know, to balance it out when it comes to a stepfather. Is, you know, I had a stepdad for a time, and I'm going to tell you something. Being a stepdad is underappreciated. And one thing a woman said that I definitely respect her, her name's Veronica Conway. She's a very smart woman, black woman. You all should look her up, definitely. But she said something that was really kind of, I don't want to say asinine, but it really kind of had me say, no. And basically what she said was, isn't a man doing what he's supposed to do without any appreciation the definition of manhood? So, Saul,
no.
I want you to talk about that statement and
no.
answer that statement, because you
no.
can answer that better than I can.
No. No, heck no. Absolutely no. Okay, because here's the funny thing, man. See, here's the thing, that women have this really interesting, these women today, I'm not saying all of them, because Lord knows they ain't all of them, for the ones of you guys who are not touched with this sickness, bless your heart, because I'm like, golly. But I'm, but the ones who are touched with this, they talk about, of a woman's perspective, how could she, let me put it this way, how could a mother look down on her son and not expect her son to want to be appreciated? How could she, did she instill or teach that in him to not want to be appreciated? Heck no. Everybody wants to have some form of appreciation. Everybody wants to be recognized.
How many holidays are dedicated to female appreciation?
Oh, come on. See, for them to even go there and say that's the definition of manhood. No, manhood is not to be a thankless job. We just keep on pumping out and doing everything, whatever, however it works for everybody in the entire world. And then we sit there and just be like, yeah, thanks. But no thanks, you know what I mean? Because you ain't giving us no love. So it's like, nah, that's not how it works, okay? And that's devaluing us as a person, period. I mean, you and that's like so, to me, to have them say those types of things, that's heartless. That's really heartless to be thinking like that. I'm like, dang, well, you know, we're supposed to be choosing from this pool? You know what I mean? If this is what's going on in the mindset of these women, no, thank you, I'll pass. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'd rather stay single. Life would be so much better. You know what I mean? It'd be me and that puppy just kicking. We'd be kicking. I'll be on my third dog.
Yeah, and this woman, I think she had like a moment. You know how women do when they just talk, and then something that's just completely bullshit comes out of her mouth.
Yep.
Like, I got to send you this clip because I want you to hear this so you hear the context behind the whole conversation. But that's something that changed what
that's,
you said.
Something wrong with the. There's something wrong. Yeah, there's something wrong with that brain. There's something wrong with that brain. But here's the thing. And I get you. They make statements sometimes. But there are actually women. Well, they call themselves women anyway. They call themselves women. They actually believe in this whole mantra. That, you know, it's not like a oops, they made a mistake one day. You know, they just slipped or something. No. They really are on this. They've gone home for it. And I'm like, listen. Yeah, I mean, if this is what you guys are on, then of course men are making decisions for themselves. They have no choice because they're seeing, and this is one of the problems with a lot of relationships now, is that men are not seeing their true appreciation actually being put on the table. It's being actually negated. I don't know how many times I've been in situations talking to the women and they completely forgot all the crap that I was doing. They could run off a litany of the things that they did, but they had, like, nothing in their head to come off of what I did. But that could just come off, and when I just blow it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. So I'm like, I got a whole bunch of, oh, yeah, that's right, and you have, like, absolutely no memory of my stuff at all. You know what I mean? Until I remind you. It's like it's not there. It's like it's a sad thing, but they love to explain and list all the things that they have accomplished. I'm like, your accomplishments, you keep your list pretty good. You have to deal with no crap about me. So that's how a lot of relationships are problems today, because there is no balance. There's no true balance on their side. It's
yeah.
more of a gimme. You know what I mean? It's mine. Let me have.
Yeah. So I do have one caller. This is going to be our last caller that wants to come in. This is Juden, 438-396. So your mic is open. Give us your name and city and state.
My name is Stanley. I'm calling all the way to the other border. I'm calling all the way from Canada, Montreal, Canada. So,
whoa, going up for Canada now.
So
oh,
you're international,
Canada.
People. You're in
Quebec.
Yeah. I have a law. I've dated so many women. I have a law now. I don't date women, black women with kids, or any women with kids, period. First of all, too much time. Because...
Yep.
When you're dating somebody with kids, and let's say tonight, like I call a woman who has kids and I say, let's go out for salsa, or let's go out for this. She has to go get some babysitters. She says, oh, I got to call this father. I got to do this. She's not free. And I'm not a priority in her life. It'll be her kids, her, and I'll be number four. So So, no, I don't want that. Too many men,
I'll be number four.
We don't get that speech. Too many men, we get that famous speech of, oh, you're taking great responsibility of taking care of the kid. No, you're not. Not only you have to pay for the woman, but you gotta, you're not, if you're a real man, you got to pay for the woman. And if she has three kids, the three kids in the restaurant or wherever activities you're going. No. I'm not gonna basically support you as a woman making the wrong decision of taking a man as a father who wasn't ready to become a father, or doing it with a guy who never married you. We gotta get it back to women. I blame it on men, people. I don't blame it on women. I blame it on us, because single motherhood has been praised in Canada, in the United States, everywhere. It's been praised when it shouldn't be praised.
I was mad in Canada. I thought Canada was happy land.
No. It shouldn't be praised, period.
Canada.
Period.
Oh.
Yeah, it shouldn't be praised. I'm listening to you guys, and I'm listening to what you're saying. It's being praised. Everybody's praising. Oh, you're a single mother. It's a great thing. No, it's not.
Sorry, man. I don't mean to cut you off, but I really want to get some questions answered since you're calling in from Canada, because it's going to give a unique perspective I think we might not have got. So definitely thank you for calling. Number one, so you're telling me that the African American women in Canada are not different than African American women? I'm not in America. I don't know. So you're saying that it's just as bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have. We're getting the same influence from you guys, but yeah, their same attitude, the same way of thinking, the same.
Oh,
you're not a real man. The same.
A
real man is somebody supposed to take it. You take care. Now I have standard because I have a kid. We hear it
and
all.
And the sisters think I don't care. I do care, because I don't want y'all spilling out over to other people. These poor guys are like, oh man. I was like, oh. Oh, I feel bad for you guys.
We're hitting you, and we're as black people, we're like, it's not happening just to you guys. It's happening to a lot of guys. But I blame it on us. It's us men that stop having standards. What happened to men having standards? We don't have standards.
We do have standards. We actually do have standards. It's just that, again, we have standards. The question is, how come our counterparts what happens to the standards on that side? Because you got to have two sides working. So it's like, hey, man, there's a problem over here. There's a shortage. See, to me, I see it as a shortage. There's a shortage of equality. I don't care what anybody says. They can say what they want to. I'm not buying into it. I'm looking at the facts of the stuff. I'm looking at the hard numbers. I'm going to grab something that has nothing to do with emotion. So I just want to look at that, and I can make it just a straight, solid decision. That's it. No emotion involved. Bam. No thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to add something to this, and maybe you could comment on it, but a lot of black men here are basically going to Brazil, going somewhere else to get a wife or girlfriend. They're not staying here. They're all saying, hell no.
Hey,
I know,
man,
my best friend went to Brazil, and he told me, you go to Brazil, Stanley, you're going to stay there for 2 weeks. I guarantee you don't want to leave.
I'm telling you, that's going in popularity. I don't see that's slowing down really anytime soon. That's going to take a minute. Because what I'm looking at, it just to me, I'm looking at it as, even though it's been known and so on and so forth, I'm looking at it as it's about to take off. You know, I'm looking at it as about to explode. It's not going to die down. It's going to shoot like a rocket. So what we're going to have to do is, I guess we only have so much more time left. So, Alejandro.
But great show. Please continue a great show. All right,
man.
So you have it.
Yeah, man.
It's a great show. So don't just think it's the United States. Trust me, Canada, even everybody's listening to you guys, and we all agree. Trust me, it's not just United States.
I'm glad that we do. I'm so glad that we do. Because people act like we don't agree. I'm like, yes, we do. I think we do. I think we do.
All right, thanks for calling, man. You brought Montreal, Canada in the building. You have some wonderful night, okay? All right. Yeah, that was real interesting, man. Well, one thing I did want to let everybody know is this particular issue, even though we talked about it in the context of the black community, you're still there?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, yeah, this is this actual particular topic is a gender issue. Like, I've heard many, like, Caucasian men talk about going to Eastern Europe and different places. You know, they have their own Brazils, if you will, you know, that they go to as well because, you know, feminism, a lot of different things in the United States. But we got about 15 seconds left. Tell me where they can find you. So,
well, they can contact me, you know, YouTube, Soul in Black. Mr. Soul in Black is my channel. But what I would like people to do is kick back, listen to the music. We're going to get into the content. Listen to the, I mean, you know, listen to the music. And then I think people think about this.
All right. Ooh. You still there, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of hanging up on everybody right now. Yeah, signed out. Yeah, I got to get better. We got to get better. Like, that last 5-10 minutes having kind of, like, closing thoughts.
Yeah, it was sometimes, yeah, sometimes, I don't know. It was cool because the way I was okay with it because it was like, we had some things that are relevant. But see, I noticed that the ladies didn't, no women stood forward. I know there was one there, but there wasn't one that came forward.
Yeah,
but
I'm gonna make
a priority
to get more females on here.
No, it's not. It's not a big deal. It's just that, you know, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, okay, well, word, because I mean, we got some things resolved. I mean, some things were brought up, and some very valid points. Some points are, you know, but some things we already knew anyway. But then, of course, that I like to laugh when the candidate did mess me up. Because that's the man.
Yeah, I had to counter. I know you want controversy, man, but I had to counter that other one. I mean, I believe
I agree
with what he was saying, but,
I ain't tripping on it because I'm like this. It's like, look, you know, the thing, it's okay for it to be expressed, and of course it was brought down to a balance. It still came out balanced anyway, and it still couldn't get out of it. So he was still cool with it because I know where he's coming from on that. I talk to him on the regular. I see him all the time. So I like, well, see him enough anyway. But I'm like, yo, I already know where he's coming with. So I know he's talking from a righteous perspective for a guy. And what I love about it is he's a young guy who is looking for those type of things. You see what I'm saying? He's not like he's a young cat, man, trying to look for a wife and stuff. Like, he's not looking for just, you know, no hit and quit and all that other stuff. He wants something that's legit. You know what I mean?
No, definitely,
and she,
man.
And she ain't legit. He's like, no, I ain't trying to hear all that. I don't care what y'all talking about.
And I agree, man. It's just, like, the thing is, like, I agree, like, for the most part with all of everything. But one thing I got to be, I was trying to be cognizant on that is I want people to understand that even though it is balanced here, we're not just saying it's all women.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know.
We want to keep a balance. We keep a fair. I don't say balance. I say fair. That's how I look at it. Some things are just, you know what I mean? It's just fair. You know what I mean? The way it is. It may not be balanced in people's mind because that's when you start getting into that political correctness stuff.
Yeah,
but I know it's fair.
Balance for balance sake. But yeah, I need you on that.
Yeah, I'm talking about we
want
to keep it fair.
Yeah, so
you're going to have to represent, though. You're going to have to represent, though. You ain't going to just, you know, just go come up there, okie doke up in this mode. Okie doke.
Yeah,
okey-doke.
And I just want to let them know, you know, if people are thinking about the ladies, I mean, and, you know, where it is fair. That thing that Tariq said, I got to send you that clip, too, where you were talking about the number, the bucks. That describes a lot of, that describes a lot of dudes. And it's like, bringing it back. Actually, let me hang up on this and call you on your phone.
All right.
This is like, yeah.